Friday, 25 December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Calvary Hour and a blessed and Merry Christmas to all of you who are listening with us today. God bless you. I trust our Lord will fill each of your hearts with His joy and with His blessings. Father, we thank you for this Christmas day. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to thank Thee and honor Thee for so loving the world that Thou didst send Thine only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And our Heavenly Father, we realize that gift-giving has been associated with Christmas since Jesus came. And I pray you'll bless us at this time, not only as we give, but, Lord, especially as we receive Thy gift. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I hope this broadcast today finds you enjoying a blessed Christmas. For some, we realize it's a very difficult time. Some of you are in beds of affliction. Some of you are in places of incarceration. Others of you may be caught far from home, and you're just not able to be with the ones that you'd love to be with. And the broadcast today, I believe, is especially for you, will be directed especially for you, for those of you who cannot be where you would like to be and doing what you would like to be doing today. But, dear friend, gift-giving has been associated with the coming of Christ from the very beginning. The wise men had followed the star that God sent them from the east. And verse 11 says, "And when they saw the star," I'm reading Matthew 2, "and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." So these who came, you know, we often speak about the three wise men, but the Bible does not tell us how many men actually came. It could have been a whole caravan, but we do know that they brought three gifts. They brought the gift of gold, which speaks of his deity. They brought the gift of frankincense, which speaks of his intercessory ministry. And they brought the gift also of myrrh, which speaks of his death as he would die for us. I find Christmas time to be a great time of giving. As I said, I know that for many it's been over-commercialized, but it's a good time to give and receive, and especially when we do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But let's face it, by the time this broadcast is heard by many people today, a lot of folks will have opened their gifts. They'll be picking up all the paper and the wrappings and maybe saving some of the bows and ribbons for the next season. But it seemed like that always down in the human heart, we ask the question, is this all? You know, we can understand, especially today, why it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And yet, there is a gift if we receive this gift. And I'm concerned especially today for those of you who are not able to be home for Christmas. For those of you who may be going through a time of deep and dark depression right now. I want to speak to you about a gift today that after you have received it, you will never be let down. You'll never say, is this all? In fact, dear friend, your life will be completely changed. In 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, Paul is writing about giving, and he's writing especially about the churches of Macedonia. And Father, do bless us with thy word in Jesus' name. Amen. How then in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality, for their power to their power. I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Well, these folks had learned to give. You know why? Because they had learned how to receive. Over in chapter 9, as this discourse continues, I want to pick up our text now. We're going to break into the context, speaking about these folks who had been so faithful in their giving. Verse 13, whiles by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ. Now let that phrase stay with us today. For your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayers for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now these people were giving, and they found it was more blessed to give than to receive. But you want to know a great secret? You know how they found this out? They learned this by receiving the greatest of all gifts. Verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The Bible makes it clear that God's salvation is a gift. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, the Bible says, but the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Dear friend, our Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth physically. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus Christ is God incarnate. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He became the God-man. He became God's gift to mankind. Would you quote John 3:16 with me if you know it, please? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God wrapped his gift in swaddling clothes. God sent his Son, not just as a baby, but to grow up and to die on Calvary's cross and to be buried and to rise again the third day from the dead, so that, dear friend, if we will accept his death, burial, and resurrection from God as God's gift to us, then God gives us sonship, and we become children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. We become a part of God's family, and we become joint heirs with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want you to become my brother or sister in Christ today by receiving God's unspeakable gift. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. And I want to invite you to be a part of the family of God today, not by joining anything, not by turning over a new leaf, but simply by receiving a gift. And this gift you'll never want to return. This gift will never let you down. This gift will always satisfy. It is God's unspeakable gift. We cannot adequately describe it, but you can experience it, dear friend. You can experience it by repenting of your sin, changing your mind about your sin and yourself, and trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Would you trust him today? Would you do that? Would you receive God's gift today? Oh, what a special Christmas day this will be if you will receive God's gift to you, dear friend, to all mankind. Father, thank you for sending your Son to be our Savior and giving him to the ungodly and undeserving likes of us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And dear friend, if you will trust him as your Savior right where you are, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's you, dear friend. His heart and his hand is extended to you with his gift of His Son, your salvation, that unspeakable gift. Receive it today. Believe on Him. Trust Him. And you'll be so thankful you did. From our hearts and home to yours, a blessed and Merry Christmas. Please join us next broadcast if you can.